Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Thank you for joining me for episode 48, Free Spirit. I had an interesting encounter a few days ago which sent me into deep contemplation. I pulled up to a store. As I was getting out of the car, an older gentleman was exiting the store. I began to walk to the door and the man stopped me and said, "I'm Bob." Bob is not the guy's real name. I forgot his name. I'm just using a generic name of Bob just for the story. The way he said "I'm Bob" threw me off. Then he asked, "What was my name?" I said, "I'm Paul." I was like, "Okay, Bob, are you somebody that I should know?" He said, "No." But at that moment, he pointed at his truck to a symbol, which happened to be the Mason symbol. He asked me, "Do you belong to that?" I replied, "No, I don't." He said, "I'm such and such level." I said, "Oh, that's good." Then he asked if I was an Alpha or a Kappa or an Omega. I said, "No, Bob, I didn't join any fraternity." He said which one he belonged to. Then Bob asked, "Do I belong to a church in the area?" I said, "Bob, I don't live in the area." Bob just happened to be somebody with a title in his local church. By this time, I was feeling some type of way. This guy keeps asking me all about these groups. I had my I Am Astrology t-shirt on under my work shirt. I then pulled it up and said, "If you want to know the group I belong to, this is the group I belong to, Bob. I Am Astrology Readings, Bob. This is me, Bob. This is what I do. I read God's clock by way of the stars." He really didn't know how to respond to me, but I let him off the hook with a question of my own. Started to walk off, but then I said, "Hey, Bob, what made you speak to me?" I mean, think about it, y'all. How many random people just stop you and strike up a conversation? He said, "The way you got out the car, the way you were walking, like you had purpose. You don't see that a lot of days." I just left it at that. But Bob explained to me in his knowing why he stopped me. But to me, he said, "I felt your energy. It was so powerful that it propelled me to speak." Me liking to see the big picture, I then started asking myself, what was this interaction really about? What was I supposed to be getting from this exchange? I reached out to a few people, told them the story to see their thoughts. Let's go back in time a little bit, back to the beginning of my journey. I was on a dating site one day reading profiles. One profile stood out to me, not for how she looked, not saying she wasn't attractive, but it was one thing she said. These two words intrigued me so much, I paid for the site so I could send her a message and ask this question. "What is a free spirit?" On her profile, she said, "I'm a free spirit." I was like, "What the hell is that?" I just had to know. She did respond to me. I forgot what she said, but I do know I was never satisfied with her answer. Not saying her answer was wrong, but it wasn't enough for me. At this time, you guys realize I was still going to church every Sunday. We met up, and while eating wings and drinking beer, I don't know how it came up, but my birthday came up. I said the date. She replied with, "Oh, you're a cusp of beauty." I said, "A cusp of who? What the hell is a cusp?" She said, "Someone born like you, close to the switchover to the next sign." As soon as I got home, you know I went straight to Google and typed in cusp of beauty. By the way, when she told me, it already resonated because I was already reading my horoscope. But when I would read my Virgo, for some strange reason, I would read the next sign, which happened to be Libra. Cusp of beauty is someone who sits on the Virgo-Libra line and will have some qualities of both signs. Turns out, this was my entry into astrology. I was reading horoscopes, but that's not really real astrology. One other thing. Technically, I'm not a true cusp. To be a true cusp, the planet must be at 0 degrees. My sun sign is at 29 degrees. That last comment was so Virgo of me, huh, y'all? What you guys hear out of me today started from a question about free spirit. What is a free spirit? The definition, according to Webster, is an independent or uninhibited person. A person who thinks and acts in an uninhibited way without worrying about social rules. A person with a unique attitude, lifestyle, or imagination. Some key words that go with free spirit: individualist, nonconformist, they don't like the rules, original, eccentric, we call them weirdos, bohemian, exotic, maverick, the outlaw, rare bird, one of a kind, lone wolf, but wolves run in packs, the outsider, you're outside of a group. Those are some strong key words. What does it take to be one of those? What is the opposite of a free spirit? Someone who follows all the rules, always plans everything and upholds all expectations and pressure that society puts on them. Think about any of the traditional society structures. To be a free spirit, you must be willing to break expectations. How can you break expectations when we live in a world of followers? A bunch of sheep laying lazy in a pasture, waiting to be led. Are you being led to get your wool shaved off? Or are you headed to the slaughter to be served up on a plate as the star of the next barbecue? Jesus was the good shepherd. The Bible even called you a bunch of following ash sheep. To be a free spirit, you must embrace freedom and be able to stand on your own 2 feet. Or as the youngsters say, 10 toes down. They can embrace life fully, being themselves without shame or embarrassment. I need to be honest with y'all. There are some pros and cons to being a free spirit. Some cons. Defying established rules does have consequences. You think they just going to let you be a rule breaker? Being a nonconformist will rub a lot of people the wrong way. You're going to create some enemies. Truth seeking can be dangerous. It leads to alienation. Ain't nobody going to really want to mess with you. I always say the truth is an acquired taste. Not everyone likes it or can handle it. But here's some pros. You don't feel beholden to the expectations of others. You feel free to be yourself and choose your own path. You're endlessly curious, teachable, and resilient. To be free is to be different. You must choose to be different and be comfortable with being different. But are we programmed to be the same and hide our differences? We do belong to groups, be it family, friends, work, whatever. But we are a group of individuals. To be a free thinker, original thinker, or a critical thinker, you must not need someone's admiration to know your self-worth. By the way, everyone wants free speech, but not too many people are fighting and protesting for free listening. We do have freedom of thought, but when it comes to free speech, you only truly have that amongst your tribe. Free thought is okay. Free speech? Not so much. Ask Kanye. I must ask this question. Is too much freedom dangerous? Just sit with that thought. Are you a free spirit? Let's see. Here are a few signs that point to say if you are a free spirit. You follow your gut. You don't let societal pressures influence you. You wear what you like. You don't follow mainstream culture. You don't care about being Mr. or Mrs. Goody Two Shoes. You feel uninhibited and free. You love traveling, learning new cultures. You don't compare yourself to others. You use bold adjectives to describe yourself. You go with the flow. You're considered unconventional. You're incredibly passionate. You love to daydream. You love unconditionally. You have a tribe of very close, loyal friends. You let go of something not meant for you. You embrace growing older. You don't mind being alone. As you can see, it can take a lot of work to become a free spirit. Does this appeal to you? The words free spirit sounds uplifting, but when looking at what comes with that, one must ask themselves, is it worth the trouble? One of the first steps of becoming a free spirit is removing baggage that has held you back. Because what's waiting for you? Traveling and exploring with no set destination. The feeling of not being bound. Not depending on anyone or anything to feel joy. The feeling of doing what you please, when you please. Having an awareness, feeling at peace with the ability to manifest. In the beginning, I told you a story about a random conversation I had in the parking lot with a stranger. When I stepped back looking for the bigger picture of the interaction, Bob wanted to know what group that I belonged to. I replied to Bob, I belong to my group. I am Astrology Readings. As I questioned others on their thoughts on my interaction, their responses to me let me see that the question I was desperately seeking for an answer, through the years of studying astrology, doing readings, and deprogramming myself, I became that in which I was searching for an answer. I want to thank you for joining me for episode 48, Free Spirit. I would appreciate it if you would like, comment, share the show with 3 friends. If you would like a personal reading, contact me at iamastrologyreadings.com or iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. As always, know thyself and balance your energy.
It's Mr. Double when I'm saucy like stew. For open mic, I rip it up and now all y'all are through. I go through 1, 2, 3, 4. Line them up, you're feeding for more. 50 and go on them boards. These words pierce like swords. You're teasing on my motherfucking vocal cords. It's not bungee, we like them funky. Some like them skinny down south, we like them chunky. That me sick, about to make this lick real quick. You'll be sick when it's off the shit I kick. Never thought it would happen. Continuous capping. Tremendous flow, most niggas is napping. Clouds, no doubt, it's like a game of chess. Shit, just my lyrics overflow like the river at Crest. No levies, G's in the 6-4 Chevy. You come off soft, everything I see is heavy.
Every morning, every night, I struggle and I strive. I fight with all my might, but I just keep on.
Keep falling.
I'm causing trouble, like Fred and Bonnie Rebel. Champagne bubbles over, spills out like hot lava. I'm burning niggas. sir. I got a swerve. Move right, I'm in a KC. I'm buddy bent to the curb. Not looking for any static. To the stick up kids, plotting money is your automatic. They blasting, they wanting your materials. Jack your car, paint and change in your cereals. Captain Crunch, a bowl filled up with milk. The streets is a bowl and it's filled with blood spilled. A world of haters, incarcerators. Take anything from me, I label you as a traitor. I live bumper, I gotta dump you in the river as I deliver you. It's in your shoes, you have a clue to the things that the B-double will possibly do. I keep it on the down low, that means quiet. A one man riot, Mr. Double, I'm about it and got it.
Every morning, every night, I struggle and I strive. I fight with all my might, but I just keep on.
Keep falling,
baby,
falling.
Every morning, every night, I struggle and I strive. I fight with all my might, but I just keep on.
Keep falling, baby. As I grab the microphone and I empty my lungs. Braggadocious rhymes about the shit that you done. It's not all fun, I have dreams, I want to shine. It's mine, but I'm still a little blind to the lack of grind. Mouth salivating, debating about the fork in the road.
Is it true a man never has his feelings exposed?
Come on, like DC's, your buy sucker's tape, cause his voice sound like Wheezy. I ain't tripping, though, my third eye opens a little clearer. Wipe the fog off the mirror. Opinions, well, you can keep them. Cause these words stuck the world like the Grim Reaper. My brother's keeper, you really don't know the meaning. You give yourself away by watching your demeanor. I've seen them, ain't nothing new that you can do unless you invent. You say you wanna rhyme, tell me what's the point.
Every morning, every night, I struggle and I strive. I fight with all my might, but I just keep on.
Keep falling,
baby.
Keep falling.
Every morning, every night, I struggle and I strive. I fight with all my might, but I just keep on.
Keep falling,
baby.
Keep falling.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.